Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
This is a terrible, terrible story that has taken place in the Eastern Cape. Absolutely unfathomable. On Sunday morning, one of the parents grew worried about their 14-year-old daughter. They did not come when she did not come home. And again, unfortunately, that just yet another story that ended in a tragedy. We need to try and understand what went on and how to deal with this, because it's just the most horrific, horrific story. It is 8:16. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Kuselwa Ranki is the Eastern Cape Premier spokesperson. A very, very good morning to you. What a horrific weekend in the Eastern Cape, and indeed for the entire country.
Yes, indeed. It was a horrific way to start a Sunday, and as the provincial government, we send our heartfelt condolences to the families, the friends, and the entire community that has been affected by this tragedy.
Are we any closer to understanding what happened?
At this stage, the details in terms of what has led to this tragic incident are still a subject of an investigation. FAPS has been in the space to just make sure that they calm the area so that we become much more clearer in terms of what has happened. Although I can tell you right now that a stampede has been ruled out as one of the reasons that may have caused the death of those 21 young people. We are hoping that before the end of this week, we would have a clear picture in terms of what has happened. Heard even from the Minister of Police, who was also in the area yesterday, that there is a high-powered team that will be put together to make sure they quickly get to the bottom of the story.
Obviously, you want to only release information once there's clarity. But that said, surely there must be some kind of an indication as to what we suspect caused the death of these young people.
Remember that there are a number of things that need to happen. As a provincial government, we need to await and give that space to conduct their own investigation. There may be issues that are coming up in the environment that they need to be following up on, but we wouldn't like to be getting into that space and speculating further and perhaps kind of giving out or half-baked kind of information. So we would rather just wait for the full investigation to be conducted, and we get the details, and from those details we can be able to say what then needs to happen in terms of the specific establishment where the incident happened, and also what are the learnings even from for other incidents.
Absolutely.
Or other of that nature. So I think that's where we're at, and that's our
right
standpoint at this stage as the provincial government.
Right, and of course I fully understand it. One thing though to be aware of is that in the absence of information, the rumor mill and the theories can possibly get out of control, and the only way to deal with that is to provide information. So that's just something I would imagine that the department is going to keep a very close eye on, because you know the death of and tragic unexpected death of 22 young people is going to cause all sorts of rumor and speculation if in the absence of real information.
Yes, that's true, and that's why we say we plead with everyone, the community, some of the young people who escaped unharmed, some were closer or at their cousin at the time. We're pleading with everyone to really work much more closely with the police authorities so that any relevant information in terms of what has happened at that time or in the minutes leading to to the incident is shared with the police so that they can be able to verify everything. You would have noted in report already that it had come out yesterday that at least we know that there are no visible injuries like stabbing or shooting on the bodies of those that are deceased. And also then it becomes important for the authorities that will handle autopsies and investigations such as that to be given that space to do their work, and we get information in terms of also whatever specimen that can be lifted from the body to study what has caused the death of those young people. So that's where we are. We're really pleading with everyone to work closely with the police, those with information, to contact the Scenery Park police station or to contact the call center of SARS and give relevant information so that it can be followed up. And at this stage, we also requesting, you know, in the age of social media, one of the things that we're battling with is a situation where there are people who in some way have gotten hold of pictures of the deceased. We are also pleading with those people to stop sharing those images, because the families and the entire community is going through quite a lot now, and we need to give them space and time to mourn their loved ones with dignity and support them as well.
Absolutely. Kuselwe Ranki, Eastern Cape Premier spokesperson, wishing you the strength to get through what is going to be a very, very challenging and a difficult period.